Daily Light, December the 15th. Morning. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And Jesus wept. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, or a tender heart and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Oh, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 2. And Philippians 2, 4-7. Mark 10, 45. 2 Corinthians 5, 15. John 11, 33-35. Romans 12, 15. And 1 Peter 3, 8-9. Daily Light, December the 15th, evening. Son, go and work in the vineyard today. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Oh, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labour is not in vain. Son, go to work in the vineyard today. Matthew 21:28, and Galatians 4:7. Romans 6:11-13, 1 Peter 1:14-16, 2 Timothy 2:21, and 1 Corinthians 15:58.